Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Basically, the hymn we sang just now will be the message today.
基本上，我们今天所唱的诗歌就是我们今天要传的信息。
There's one thing that captures the heart of David, of Mary and Paul.
有一件事情抓住大卫、玛利亚跟保罗的心。
And that's what we need to look at this morning.
这个就是我们今天要来看的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that we can be here this morning.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们今天能够在这里。
It's always precious to gather before you and to listen to you.
能够在你跟前来听你，来在你跟前，这实在是宝贵。
Lord, may you grant us your presence this morning.
我们求你今天赐下你的同在。
We are unworthy vessels.
我们是不配的器皿。
But may you still, Lord, be gracious to us and speak to us.
但是主啊，我们求你仍然是怜悯我们，向我们说话。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit be moving in the hearts of everyone here this morning.
我们求你的圣灵今天在每个人心里头运作。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' most precious name.
奉主耶稣最宝贵的名字祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Can we turn to Psalm 27, verse 4?
让我们打开诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Psalm 27, verse 4.
诗篇二十七篇第四节。
One thing I have desire of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple.
有一件事情我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
So we turn now to Luke chapter 10.
我们再翻开《路加福音》第十章。
Verse 38 to verse 42.
路加福音十章三十八到四十二节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha.Welcome him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子叫名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord,Don't you not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary had chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
马大之后的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你，你不在意吗？请吩咐他来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事自累烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Lastly, we look at Paul's word in Philippians chapter 3.
最后我们来看保罗的话，在腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 14.
腓立比书第三章十二节到十四节。
Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the outward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是切地追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
We have read through three scriptures.
我们读过三段的经文。
And the words of three people.
是三个人所讲的话。
Or three things that occupy these three people's heart.
这是一件事情或者三件事情来抓住这三个人的心。
We now live in a very modern world, isn't it?
我们今天是不是住在一个很新的时代里头呢？
There are many modern conveniences that help us, supposed to help us in our life.
有很多新时代的做法工具叫我们生活很方便的。
We now everyone, almost everyone has a mobile phone.
今天差不多每一个人都有一个手机。
Many people can't imagine life will be like without a mobile phone.
有些人甚至很难想象生活没有手机会怎样的。
But for thousands of years, people can live without a mobile phone.
但是有几千年来，人没有手机都能够好好过生活。
But we sort of got used to those things.
但是我们就很习惯这些新东西。
Unfortunately, those things also eat up a lot of our times.
但是很不幸的，这些新的东西也要吞噬我们许多的时间。
Because our life can always occupy with things that we thought was important, but in the end, when we look back, they are not that important.
因为我们的生命里头常常被那些我们觉得很重要的事情霸占，但是后来我们回顾呢，其实那些东西并不重要。
There was a story that Brother Jonathan told before.
有一个故事曾经Jonathan 弟兄他讲过。
I will retell it again, and maybe hopefully you can remember it.
我会再讲一遍，盼望你能够记得住。
There was an expert who teach people how to manage time.
有一个专家，他教导人怎样去管理他的时间。
So one day there is a class that he was holding, and he's teaching people how to manage time.
所以有一天有一个班。他就教这些上班来这个学习的人怎样管理他们的时间。
So in the class, one day he took out a big a jar.
有一天在他的班上面，他拿着一个大的瓶子。
It's a glass jar that you can see inside.
有一个玻璃的瓶子，你能够看清里头是什么的。
And then he put some rocks on the table.
然后他放在在桌子上有一些石头。
And then he start putting the rocks into the jar.
他就开始把这些石头呢放进这个瓶子里头了。
Until the jar is full, he could not put any more.
一直到这个瓶子都满了，他不能够再把东西放进去了。
Then he asked the class.
然后他就问这一班人
，Is this jar full?
这一个瓶子是不是已经满了
？And many people say yes, it's full.
很多人说是啊，是啊，都满了。
Then he said no, not yet.
但是有人说，他说。并没有完全满呢。
There's someone here who has heard the story before.
有人在这里就曾经听见过这个故事。
So under his table, he took up another jar of pebbles.
在他的桌子底下，他拿着另外一个瓶子，有很多的石头在里头。
So he poured it into that big jar.
他就把这个瓶子的小石头倒进这个大另外瓶子。
And the pebbles start to go into the gas where the big rocks were, and then start filling up the jar.
这些小的光滑的小石头就掉进那个本来这个瓶子里头那个石头之间的空气里头。
And then he asked, "Is this full now?"
然后他就问了，这个瓶子是不是已经满了？
The class becomes smarter.
那这一帮人就变得比较聪明一点了。
So they say, "No, it's not full yet."
他们说还没有完全满呢。
Then he said, "That's right."
他说对呀。
So he took out another jar of sand.
他就拿起另外一个瓶子，满有许多的沙子的。
And he started pouring the sand into the jar.
他就开始把这些沙子倒进这个瓶子里头。
And the sand started to fill the gaps left by the pebbles and the rocks.
这些沙子就填满许多的空的地方了。
And then he asked again.
然后他再问了。
Is this full now?
这个瓶子是不是真的满呢？
And he said, maybe not.
说可能不是吧。
And they said, you are very good.
他就说你这个人很聪明。
So he took out another jar of water.
他就把另外一个瓶子呢，但是装了一些水。
And he's pouring water into the big jar.
然后就把这个水呢就倒进这一个瓶子里头。
And the water get into the gaps where the sands and the pebbles and the rocks cannot get to.
这个水呢就进到那些大石头、小的光滑石头或者沙子不能够进到那些空间里头。
And he asked, "Is this now full?"
然后他就问了，是不是都满呢
？And they say yes.
他们说是。
And then he asked.
然后他就问呢
，Why am I doing this?
为什么我做这个事情呢
？What does this teach you?
这个教导你们什么呢
？And someone in the class say, "I know."
有一些人在里头就说我知道。
He said, "No matter how busy you are,"
就是说无论你是怎么忙碌
，you can always fit some more into your life.
你都能够在你生命里头加进多一些东西。
And the instructor shake his head.
但是这个教导的老师说他摇头啊。
He said, "No."
不是。
That is not my intention of the story.
这个不是我做这一个释放的目的。
The thing is,
问题是
if you do not put the rocks in first,
如果你不是先把那些大石头先放进去呢
but you put in the sands, the pebble, and the water,
你先把那些沙子、那些小石头、那些水进去
there won't be any room for you to put those big rocks into that jar.
根本你就没有空间让你所要的大石头放进去
And then he said that all these big rocks.
然后他说这些的大石头
are the thing that should be most important to you.
对你来讲应该是最重要的。
It's like daily's to-do list.
就是好像 Daddy 刚才说他要做的事项。
Daddy's to-do list is actually for his company's work.
Daddy 所做的那个事项呢都是为他的公司而做的。
But if I had to ask Daddy, write down your to-do list in the order of priority for your life.
但是我们如果要问这里要为你的一生把你的优先次序的事项写下来你会怎样写
I'm pretty sure that he will write down very different things
我很肯定他会写下一个一列的事项很不同的
What is your rocks in your life?
你的石头在你生命里头是什么呢
What are the most important things in your life?
在你的生命里头最重要的是什么事呢
But if you are not putting those things in priorities,
如果你不是把这个重要的事放在优先的地位呢
you realize very soon that there is no time for them.
你很快就要发现你就没有时间为它了。
Our life is very easily entangled with things that seems to be urgent to us.
我们的生活是很常常被那些很紧迫的事情来霸占。
And therefore our mind and our heart has been occupied by them.
所以我们的心，我们的心思都是被这些紧迫的事情所霸占。
We all have to eat, isn't it?
我们都需要吃东西，是不是
？We all have to wear something.
我们都需要穿衣服。
We all have to have a roof over our head.
我们都需要上面有一个盖的房子。
These are necessary things.
这些都是需要的事情。
But if we spend our life worrying about those things alone.
但是我们要花尽我们一生只是为这些东西来忧虑的话
Then have we got time for the really important things?
那么我们还有没有时间为那些真的重要的事情
We read from Psalms, from Luke, and from Philippians.
我们已经读过诗篇、路加福音跟腓立比书
The story about three people.
讲到这三个人的故事
And each of them had one thing that occupied their mind.
每一个人都有一件事情占据他们的心的
And therefore, they spend their life focused on that one thing.
以致他们都用尽他们的一生焦点于这一件事情里头。
And that one thing is their rock.
这个事情就是他们的大石头。
And they're going to put it into their jar first.
他们要把这个大石头先放在他们的瓶子里头。
They doesn't care how many people, how people may look at them.
他不管其他人怎样看他们的瓶子。
Or how much they will suffer for it.
或者他们要为这个大石头失去其他什么东西。
But that is their rock.
这个是他们自己的大石头
The biggest one,
是最大的石头
and they'll put it into their jar.
他们要把这个放在瓶子里头
I hope that at the end of today's message
我盼在今天的信息完结的时候
You start to look at your own life
你就开始看你自己的一生
What is my rock?
我的石头是什么呢
What is my most important thing that I should focus my life energy and time into it.
我的生命里头是最重要是什么事情以致我要用尽我的所有精力时间资源放在这个事情上面。
We go back to Psalm 27 verse 4.
我们回到诗篇27篇第四节。
The Psalm of David.
大卫的诗。
We're not sure when David wrote this psalm.
我们不肯定大卫是几时写这篇诗。
Some say he wrote this when he was younger and facing troubles.
有些人说他写的时候是他比较年轻，要面对艰难的时候。
Some say he wrote this when he was very old and looking back.
有些人说他写是当他年老的时候，他回顾他一生的时候写。
And longing for that one thing that has not yet fulfilled.
以致他渴慕要得着那个这个事情，他还没有完全得着。
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek.
有一件事我曾寻，我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
That is one thing that occupied David's heart.
这一件事情占据大卫的心。
He not only desired it.
他不单只炫目。
But he will seek after it.
并且他真的是去寻求的。
Brothers and sisters, if there's something that really occupies your heart,
弟兄姊妹，如果真的有一件事情霸占你的心，
you will surely go and seek after it.
你肯定会去寻求的。
That is not just thinking about it.
你不单只在这里思想的。
But you have a concrete action to go with it.
你有一个很具体的行动去得着。
Now what is this one thing that occupies David's heart?
这个占据大卫的心的这件事情是什么？
He said, I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this one thing that occupied David's heart.
有一件事情占据大卫的心。
He said he may spend all his life, all his time in the presence of the Lord in his house.
以致他能够用他一生一世的时间住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
He wanted to look upon the beauty of the Lord.
他要瞻仰主的荣美。
And to inquire of him.
去询问寻求他。
Brothers and sisters, no man can see God.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人能够见神。
No man can see God and live.
没有人能够看见神以后能够仍然活着的。
Only the Son of God.
只有神的儿子。
So what beauty can David see of the Lord?
那么大卫所能够看见主的荣美是什么的荣美呢？
So we can know that the beauty that David talked about is not the outward physical great radiance of God.
所以我们知道这个大卫所看见主的荣美不是主外面那个荣光那个外面的荣耀，
but all the divine attributes of God.
乃是神所有的神圣的性格。
The more he looks at God,
他再看多，更多的看见神。
The more he realizes how holy God is.
他就更多明白神是多么的圣洁。
And they look at himself.
然后他看看自己。
All his filthiness and all his sins.
他看见自己的污秽，自己的罪。
His hand has shed innocent blood.
他的手流过无辜的人的血。
And therefore he is not qualified to build the temple of the Lord.
以致他不配，没有资格去建造神的圣殿。
And that was completed by his son.
以致他的儿子能够去完成。
But David spent a long time.
但是大卫用了很多时间。
Preparing for that building of the temple.
准备要建造这个圣殿。
He had prepared the materials.
他预备那些材料。
Everything that the temple needs, he has prepared.
所有圣殿的材料所需要的，他都预备了。
Because in his heart, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord.
因为在他心里头，他要住在耶和华的殿中。
Only the priests are allowed to live in the temple compound.
只有祭司能够住在殿的周围那些建筑物里头。
David is not a priest.
大卫不是祭司。
But in his heart,
在他心里头呢？
He wants to get as close as possible to the Lord.
他怕能够越近神，越近越好。
He wants to behold God's holiness.
他要看见瞻仰主的荣美。
God's righteousness.
主的圣洁公义。
And he wants to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth.
以致他能够用心灵诚实的来敬拜神。
He said, all the days of my life,
他说我一生一世，
I want to dwell in the house of the Lord.
我要住在耶和华的殿中。
I want to behold his beauty.
瞻仰他的荣美。
I want to inquire in his temple.
在他的殿里求问。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
David is a man that say, God say, this is a man after my own heart.
大卫是个人，神说这个人是合乎我心意的。
After his own heart.
合乎神心意的。
Despite all the failures that David experienced.
甚至大卫一生犯过许多许多的失败。
But he is a man after God's own heart.
但是他是一个人，合乎神的心意的。
Therefore, this one thing that captured his heart.
所以这件事情抓住他的心。
Maybe we can look at it, what it is, and maybe we can also focus on it.
以致我们也可以说，我们要来看，并且我们也要专注要于这件事情。
What David desired, as we can see here, more than everything else, is to have that communion and fellowship with the Lord.
大卫要寻求这件事情胜过其他的事情，就是他要跟主相交。
He loved that fellowship.
他爱这个跟主的关系和相交。
He loved to be able to sit before the Lord and listen to the Lord.
他喜欢他爱站在主的跟坐在主的跟前去寻求他自己。
And that's that one thing that he desired.
这件事情他要寻求的。
There's one thing that he seek after.
这件事情是他所要的。
This is not too dissimilar to what Mary did.
这件事情跟玛利亚所要做的那一件事情不是有很大的分别的。
Can we now go to Luke chapter 10?
我们现在翻到路加福音十一章，第十章。
No one has seen God at any time.
没有一个人在任何的时候能够见过神。
But the only son from his bosom revealed him.
但是他怀中的独生爱子就把他显明出来了。
David desired to seek God and to listen to him.
大卫要去寻求神，亲近他。
And when Jesus came from heaven to earth,
当主耶稣从天来到地上的时候，
To seek and save the sinners.
来寻找那些失算的罪人。
Many people have the opportunity to listen to him.
有很多人
to listen
都能够有机会去听见他讲话。
But not too many people follow him.
但是不是很多人真实的来跟从他。
And towards the end of his life on earth,
在他在地上的人生尽头的时候，
there are more and more persecutions trying to harm him.
有越来越多的攻击迫害要来伤害他。
And it become dangerous to spend time with him.
那么你跟主耶稣亲近呢，你要会有危险的。
But in this small village called Bethany,
但是在这个小小的村子里头叫巴道尼，
there is a home that is always welcoming for the Lord Jesus.
有一个家，他们常常都欢迎主耶稣来的。
And the Lord Jesus loved to go there.
主耶稣也很爱到他的家里头。
So the host of this house is called Martha.
这个家的主人叫马大。
And you can imagine that when the disciples and the Lord traveling to that village and went into her house.
你可以想象当那些门徒跟主耶稣走远路了来到那个马大玛利亚的家里头的时候。
We knew that the Lord Jesus had 12 disciples.
我们知道主耶稣有12个门徒。
Including the Lord himself, they have 13 grown-up men.
包括主耶稣自己有13个成年的男人。
So there is a lot of things to cook to feed these 13 men.
有很多东西需要预备，有很多菜要弄供应这些人的需要。
They're all big and grown up and hungry.
他们都是个子高大，很肚子饿的。
As you know, some of them are fishermen.
你知道有一些人是渔夫来的。
Now Martha really wants to put out a big feast.
马大很想弄一个大宴席。
So he had prepared and cook and get things ready.
他就准备又烧菜，要弄每件东西都要预备好。
I'm sure that Mary would have helped her sister for a long time.
我们也相信玛利亚也用了很多时间来帮姐姐的手去预备的。
But as soon as Jesus entered the house and sat down and started speaking,
但是当主耶稣一进到那个家门口坐下来要开始讲话的时候呢，
Mary dropped everything.And sat before the Lord's feet, and she heard what the Lord had said.
玛利亚就放下手中一切的东西，安静的坐在主的跟前，要听他讲话。
It's very interesting to look at English and then to see the tenses used in a word.
如果我们能够看英语圣经的翻译，能够看见那个动词的时态的时候，是很有意思的。
He said that Mary sat at the Lord's feet and heard His word.
那你说玛利亚已经坐在主的跟前，已经听见主的话语。
There are many people sitting beside this Jesus.
有很多人都坐在主耶稣的跟前。
But did they really heard what he said?
但是他们是不是真的听见主耶稣所讲 的话呢？
It became evident later on when there's another opportunity we saw Jesus in that house and Mary coming before the Lord Jesus feet.
很明显的，我们看见主耶稣后来再一次进到这个房子里头的时候，玛利亚也住在主耶稣的脚前。
In that whole room, it so seems that only Mary knew what is going to happen to the Lord Jesus.
当时在整个房子里头，只有玛利亚知道主耶稣要发生在他身上的是什么事情。
And therefore, he took out the most expensive things that he has.
那么他就把他所拥有最宝贵、最宝贵的东西出来。
And his jar of perfume that she broke, and he poured it on the Lord Jesus' feet and wiped it.
他就带着一瓶香膏，极贵的香膏，把香膏倒在主耶稣的脚来擦。
The people around her not only not understand what she was doing.
当时在他周围的人不单止不明白他为什么这样做。
They were even complaining about her.
他们甚至是对他发怨言呢。
What a waste!
这么枉费。
But the Lord Jesus said,
但主耶稣说呢？
She did this for my burial.
她这样做是为我安葬所用的。
Let her be, leave her alone.
由得她吧。
The only one girl in the whole room understood that Jesus is about to be killed.
在整个房子里头，只有一个女孩子，她知道主耶稣将要被杀。
And she poured out the most expensive thing she has to prepare for that.
她就倒进她所拥有最昂贵的东西，为做主耶稣自己。
And Jesus said, whenever the gospel is preached,
主耶稣说，当你们传这个福音的时候，无论在哪里，
what these women did must be talked about.
你们都要传讲这个女人所做的事情。
Mary sat at the Lord Jesus' feet and she heard.
玛利亚坐在主耶稣的跟前，听见主的话了。
She's just not listening, she's hearing and take everything she heard into her heart.
她不单只是在外面听见，并且她真的听见，并且把话也存到她心底里头了。
Now, Martha had to prepare meal for 13 grown-up men, including his brother, maybe 14.
那么马大应该正在准备连他的兄弟有十四个大男人要吃的东西。
She was working in the hot kitchen.
他在很热的厨房里头。
And she became hot as well.
去工作，他自己心里头也变成很热了。
Her heart was grumbling.
他的心就很不满了。
Here I am cooking and preparing all these beautiful dishes.
我在这里这么忙碌的烧东西、预备饭菜，怎么辛苦？
How could my sister leave me alone and sit there just listening and do nothing?
我的妹妹怎么能够就是坐在那里这么舒服在听听，然后让我自己这么辛苦？
Not only she complained about her sister, she started to complain about the Lord.
她不单止对着那个妹妹投诉，她也向主投诉了。
And then she talked to the Lord.
然后她就跟主说了，
Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to come and help me.
她说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
Now Martha was busy.
马大是很忙的，当时。
And she wanted everyone to know that she is busy.
她也很希望其他人都知道她真的是很忙的。
So publicly, openly, she tells the Lord Jesus, go and command her sister to help her.
她就公开的叫主耶稣去吩咐那个妹妹来帮助她。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Some of us, when we become very busy,
有一些人我们可能变得很忙。
We like to know that people are actually noticing it.
我们盼望其他人都知道我们很忙。
So therefore, we can become very, very uncomfortable or very, very dissatisfied or unhappy when people do not notice it.
有时候我们觉得，如果别人不发觉我们很忙，我们就感觉很不舒服、很不开心、没有满足感。
But if we know that what is more important,
但是如果我们知道什么事情是更重要的话，
then we will have done that one important thing and not worry about so many other and busy with so many other unimportant things.
我们就会只做这个很重要的一件事，而把其他次要的事情先放下。
So Jesus answered her and said.
所以主耶稣就对他这样回应了。
Martha, Martha.
马大，马大。
Seldom the Lord Jesus used a person's name twice.
很少的，主耶稣称呼一个人的名字两次。
We can see that Jesus not only speak, but he speak with a smile and with a word of encouragement.
我们现在主耶稣不单只是讲出来，并且他是带着笑容很鼓励的这样讲。
Martha, Martha.
马大，马大。
You are worried and troubled about many things.
你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
But one thing is needed.
但是不可少的只有一件。
And Mary has chosen that good part.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的
部分。And that will not be taken away from her.
是不能夺去的。
One dish is enough.
一道菜就够了。
Then you come and join us and listen to me.
那么你就现在就来跟我们在一起听我讲话。
Because that is the most important thing.
因为这个事情是最重要的事。
That one thing.
这一件事情。
Is necessary.
是必须的。
Is needed.
是需要的。
You come and do it.
你来得走吧。
Because Mary had chosen that part.
因为玛利亚也选了她那一份呢。
It cannot be taken away from her.
别人不能够从她手中把这一份挪去的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
that one thing that David seek after.
这件事情大卫所寻求的。
Is that one thing that Mary had chosen as well.
就是玛利亚所选的同一件事情。
That she wanted to sit before the Lord's feet.
就是他要坐在主的脚前。
She want to behold the Lord.
他要来瞻仰主自己。
She want to have communion and fellowship with the Lord.
他要跟主有相交，有交通。
And the words Lord, the word of the Lord will enter her heart.
那么主讲的话能够进到他心里头。
And it will stay there.
并且留在他心里。
She will remember it.
他会把这些话记住。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
At three occasions that we saw Mary.
我们看见玛利亚有三个处境。
Mary of Bethany，
波大尼的玛利亚。
She is always at the Lord's feet，
她都在主的脚前的三次。
She was at the Lord's feet listening to the Lord。
她在主的脚前听主讲话。
When her brother died，
当她的兄弟死了。
And her sister Martha told her that the Lord is here。
她的姐姐马大告诉她，主在这里啊。
Where did we see her then？
那么我们在哪里看见他？
She ran toward the Lord and she fell at the Lord's feet.
他就跑到主的地方，跪在主的脚前。
Weeping.
哭了。
And then, as we mentioned just now, she was at the Lord's feet, pouring out the perfume and washed Jesus' feet after her brother was raised from the dead.
当他的兄弟从死里复活以后，有一次。在他家里头，玛利亚也在主的脚的坐在那里，并且倒出他的香膏擦主的脚。
Because at the Lord's feet，
在主脚前
，it is the highest place，
是最高的地方。
If you seek to sit at the Lord's feet now，
如果你今天寻求在主的脚前
，that you will be with the Lord on His throne。One day,
你有一天就要跟主一起在他宝座上作王。
If you have never spent time before the Lord's feet,
如果你都没有花时间坐在主的脚前，
How can the Lord let you rule and reign with Him?
主怎能够让你跟他一起作王掌权呢？
That's why Paul understood that.
所以保罗他很清楚这一个。
Can we go to Philippians now?
我们现在不如来到腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章第十二到十四节。
Paul, a Pharisee of Pharisees.
保罗，法利赛人中的法利赛人。
A student of Gamaliel.
是加玛列的门下的。
In regards to the law and the commandments, he said he was faultless.
按照律法跟诫命，他是毫无指责的。
In terms of zealousness, jealousy for the Lord.
按照他为主发的热心来说呢，
He persecuted the Christians.
他甚至是逼迫基督徒的。
But this man met God, met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus.
但是这个人在往大马士的路上遇见主了。
He was struck with a blinding light.
他就是被那个要他瞎眼的大官所击打。
He fell to the ground.
他倒在地上。
And when he heard the Lord speak,
当他听见主说话的时候，
he realized that all he was persecuting are not just the Christians.
他就明白他所逼迫的所有基督徒就不单只是基督徒而已，
but the Lord Jesus himself.
并且是逼迫主耶稣自己。
And since that moment onward,
从那个时候开始，
the persecutor became the persecuted.
这个逼迫人的就成为被逼迫的。
Paul's life.
保罗的一生。
If you look at his words,
如果你看见他的话呢？
Look at his letters.
你看看他的信。
He knew that he suffered much.
你就知道他是受很多苦的。
Shipwreck, the dangers of robbers. He has been beaten up. He has been stoned. He has gone through many, many persecutions that none of us could ever imagine.
他经历过什么话呢？被盗贼所抢夺了，被石头打过，经历过许多许多的苦难，我们没有经历过的。
But then he said,
然后他说呢?
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是切切追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所依得着我的。
If Paul said, I have not yet obtained it,
如果保罗说我不是说已经得着了。
I have not yet perfected.
我还没有完全呢。
How much more do we need to pursue the Lord?
你我岂不要更多去追求吗？
How much more for you and I to press on towards that goal?
你我要怎么样的更多以至于能够向着这个标杆来追求呢？
To lay hold of that Jesus Christ has laid hold of us.
以致可以得着基督耶稣所依得着我们的。
Paul knew,
保罗知道，
it is not by his own effort,
不是靠着他自己的力量，
but the Lord Jesus Christ has captured his heart.
但是主耶稣基督已经抓住他的心。
The Lord Jesus Christ has shown him a vision of what it is lying before him.
主耶稣已经把异象给他看见，前面为着他预备是什么？
The crown of righteousness.
是公义的冠冕。
And Paul focused on that.
保罗就目标专注于这一个。
He's not just focusing on that crown.
他不单只专注于这个冠冕。
He's focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他是最终是要专注于主耶稣基督自己。
That was his rock.
就是他的石头。
That was his biggest rock.
他最大的石头。
That he will put in the jar.
他要把它放在他生命的瓶子里头。
That Jesus Christ is supreme above all.
主耶稣是要超过其他一切所有的。
He wants to pursue him.
他就要这样追求他，
with all his might,
用所有他的力量，
with all his time,
所有的时间，
in all his life,
所有他一生。
He said, brothers,
他说弟兄啊，
I do not count myself to have apprehended,
我不是以为自己已经得着了，
but one thing I do,
我只有一件事，
forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead,
就是忘记背后努力面前的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Paul has accomplished much.
保罗已经成就很多东西了。
He has preached the gospel and many people got saved.
他已经传过福音，有许多人因着这样信主了。
He established many churches in Asia.
他在亚洲许多地方建立许多的教会。
Many people owe their salvation to the preaching of the Paul's gospel.
很多人都是因为主耶稣，都因着保罗所传的福音来信主耶稣得救的。
But he said,
但是他这样说，
I want to forget about the past.
我要把这些过去都要忘记。
I want to forget about all these accomplishments.
我要忘记这一切所有的成就。
Even all the sins.
甚至所有的罪。
Because that has been washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这一切都被主的宝血所洗净了。
Satan cannot accuse me any longer.
撒旦不能够再为着这些来控告我
了。All my past failures.
我过去的所有失败，
All my past success,
我所有的成功，
I want to leave them behind,
我都要把他们丢在背后，
because there's one thing I do,
因为只有一件事情我要做的，
I want to forget them and I want to press forward,
我要忘记这些努力面前的，
I want to run towards the goal,
我要向着标杆直跑，
for the prize of the outward call of GodIn Christ Jesus.
要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
everyone who run on the field,
每一个人在 常向、赛跑的。
They run for a purpose.
他们都跑为做一个目标的。
They run to win that prize.
他们要这样跑，要赢得这个奖的。
And Paul's prize is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
保罗的奖就是主耶稣基督自己。
When he reached the end of that race,
当他要达到这一个赛跑的尽头的时候，
Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4,
保罗在提摩太后书第四章讲讲，
When he reached the end of his life,
当他来到他人生的尽头的时候，
As he's looking back,
然后他回顾，
He said this,
他这样说，
For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按作公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we have hope.
我们有盼望。
Paul said, not only for me,
保罗说不单只是为我，
this crown of righteousness shall also be given to everyone who loves to see the Lord's appearing.
这个公义的冠冕也要赐给那些爱慕主显现的人。
The one thing that David desired,
那一件事情大卫所渴慕的，
to sit before the Lord in his temple, to listen to the Lord,
就住在神的殿中来瞻仰他的荣美，
to behold his beauty,
来听他。
Mary is one thing,
玛利亚这一件事情，
is to sit before the Lord's feet,
就是坐在主的脚前，
to love the Lord,
爱主，
to listen to the Lord,
听主，
and to pour out all she has, the most precious thing she has on the Lord.
就是为着主自己把她最宝贵最珍贵的东西都倾倒在主的跟前。
Paul's one thing,
保罗的一件事情，
is to forget the past,
就是忘记背后，
but press towards the goal,
努力面前的，
and run towards that prize,
向着标杆直跑，
until he reached that end,
一直到他达到终点。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Sometimes, you know, in science fiction, there is such thing called time travel.
你知道在那些科学小说里头讲到有时光隧道的。
That you can actually jump from one time and to another time in history.
就是你能够从一个时间里头能够跳到历史上另外一个时间里头。
If there's such a thing, would you like to be able to travel to the last day of your life?
如果可以的话，你愿不愿意现在就跳到你的人生尽头的那个时段里头呢？
And then look back.
然后在那里回过头来看。
What are the things that has driven your life?
在你过去一生当中是什么来推动它往前的？
Are those things important things?
那些东西是不是重要的东西呢？
Or are they just necessary things?
还是他们是一些需要的东西？
Or just urgent things?
或者一些当时紧迫的东西？
What is that one thing that driven your life and your thoughts at this moment?
在你这一刻里头是什么的事情来推动你的思想呢？
What is that one thing?
那一件事情是什么呢？
What is that rock that should be driving your life?
这个大石头是什么呢？以致它能够推动你的人生呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
I really hope that from that one thing that driven David and Mary and Paul,
我真的盼望这件事情它推动大卫、玛利亚跟保罗的这件事情，
with that same thing that driven your heart,
是同一件事情今天就是推动你的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
It is good to know the scriptures,
去认识圣经是好的。
It's good to know and understand the scriptures.
去知道明白圣经是好的。
But if you just look at the scriptures and that did not change your life a little bit,
但是如果你是怎样看圣经、读圣经，而这个圣经没有改变你的人生，改变你一点的话呢
？Then you'll be just like the Pharisees.
那么你就好像法利赛人。
And the scribes.
和文士啊。
You became like a hypocrite.
你就变成一个假冒伪善的人。
Because you know what you should do, and you did not do it.
因为你知道你该怎样做，但是你没有去做。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Help us. May the Lord help us to go back and refocus again. What is that important thing that should be the goal of our life?
愿意我们回去在主的跟前，再思想我们人生的焦点，什么是那一件事呢
？There's no other goal greater.Than God Himself.
没有其他的目标比其神自己成为我们的目标更重要。
There's no other goal greater than having Jesus be the Lord and King of our life.
没有其他的事情比起耶稣能够成为我们生命的主、生命的王更重要。
There's nothing sweeter to sit at His feet and to listen to Him.
没有什么东西比起我们能够坐在主的跟前。听他跟他亲近跟甘甜的
and heard his words
并且听他的话语
and keep those words to your hearts
以致他的话语能够留在存留在我们的心里
and let these words change your life
并且让这些话呢改变我们的生命
so when you reach the end of your life
以致你来到你人生的尽头的时候
and you look back
然后你回顾你一生
then you can say what Paul said
你就能够说保罗所说的话了。
I have finished that race.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept that faith.
当所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Francis, let's pray.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们祷告。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will take these words into our life.
主，我们求你的圣灵把你的话放进我们的心里头。
Help us to realize, Lord, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, what is really important in our life.
叫我们知道圣灵的引导在我们今天是对我们多么的重要。
That we may have a clear mind.
以致我们有一个清楚清晰的心思。
And understand what is pleasing to you and what is not.
真的知道什么是叫你喜悦的，什么不讨你喜欢。
Lord, may that one thing that driven David and Mary and Paul.
主要愿意那一件事情抓住大卫、玛利亚、保罗的事。
May also capture our own heart.
也抓住我们自己的心。
For in the end, Lord,
因为在最后，主啊
，Our life has only value if we can glorify you.
我们的生命能够有价值，就在乎我们真的有没有荣耀你。
For you are truly worthy.
因为你真的是配的。
You have bought us with the most expensive thing you can give, that is your own life.
你是用你最昂贵的东西。来把我们买赎回来，就是你自己的生命。
Lord, we should give it back to you.
主，我们应当把这个归还给你。
For you are worthy.
因为你真的是配。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.